26 minutes to 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. Next guest, Jim.
I'm really delighted to have an online, a good friend that I've known for many, many years, that does an amazing job for so many people, not-for-profit organisations in Western Sydney. And it's none other than my friend and colleague, Tom Nance, the Manager of Policy and Programs for Western Sydney Community Forum. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's fantastic. That was a bit of a struggle me getting all that out there just at the moment. I started to get my tongue tied. But, Tom, thanks for joining us. I know how busy you are. You have an amazing role you play in trying to help so many not-for-profit organisations, particularly in Western Sydney. Your organisation does an amazing job. And one of the things that you do, and Darren's going to talk from personal experience because he was at the Zest Awards just recently, is all about the Zest Awards, an amazing celebration. Darren couldn't stop talking about it.
Indeed.
Oh, that's fantastic to hear.
It was a great night and a great many success stories, and actually we're going to have one of the young success stories. I think his name is Jahin Tanver, and he was the winner of the Outstanding Youth Leader 2021. He's going to join us for our birthday show next week.
Fantastic. It's always good to hear the successes of Western Sydney being showcased, Darren, and Jahin is one of many, particularly our young people who are achieving fantastic things as well.
That the Western Sydney Community Forum, something I've come to know in the last year, as Jim's introduced me to yourself, Tom, and the Zest Awards, and it's great that we can actually introduce the community to them as well. But how did it all start, and the genesis of the Zest Awards, which I think is about 10 years now, no doubt, or getting close to that?
Yeah, look, the Zest Awards, I guess, is as you say, Darren, we just had our 11th ceremony. We're getting kind of long in the tooth now, which is fantastic. But really, the Zest Awards started for two reasons. Firstly, at the forum, we saw the need to really recognise and showcase some of that innovative practice that's happening across charities and across, not-for-profit organisations in Western Sydney. But the other reason we really, I guess, wanted to get the Zest Awards running was to really start to counter this narrative that often comes up when we talk about Western Sydney. Often when you hear about Western Sydney, we're in the news for all the wrong reasons. It's anything, west of the Harbour Bridge, and often crime gets pinned to Western Sydney. So we wanted to, I guess, start to challenge that narrative and really start to showcase the assets of Western Sydney, particularly its people and the inspiring things they achieve on a daily basis.
And I really congratulate you and the Western Sydney Community Forum for what you do there. And it's great to talk about the River City, if I may, not Western Sydney, the River City of Parramatta and Greater Western Sydney in all that achieves. And are you able to share a few more of those success stories that were highlighted in the Zest Awards that were just on the last fortnight?
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, there were a few standouts for me, as there are every year, and I got to interview a few of them on stage, which was fantastic. I mean, and I know, Jim, you're as passionate about education as I am, and particularly making sure that everyone can access that. And the Springboard program that's run by Creating Chances was something that really touched me on the night. They're working with children in years 5 to 6 who are really at risk of disengaging from education, because we know how hard it is to the transition from, being the big fish in the pond from year 6 into being the small fish again in year 7. And they found that a lot of children were struggling with that in the Auburn area in particular, and in the Cumberland LGA. So what they've been doing is actually going into schools to work with some of these children who are at risk of disengaging, to really work with their resilience and self-awareness and help make that transition as smooth as possible. And for me, that's going to have a massive impact for years to come. I also know there's some great work happening out at Accessible Diversity Services based in Auburn as well. And they've been working around a project called the Called Academy, which is really around water safety and swimming lessons for people from called backgrounds. There's a huge demand out there that isn't being met. But not only that, they're able to plug in young people who are looking for employment into that program to not only educate people around water safety, but also to be able to provide them employment and job experience, which is just fantastic.
I'm when you speak so clearly, Tom, and you can feel the love for what you do and the passion and compassion you have for people. The stories that you've shared with our listeners now mean so much to me and to Darren about making sure that we try and give every human being the opportunity. And, you know, when you look at those young people in grades 5 and 6, that is a very defining moment. You've got growing puberty, you've got going into adolescence. There's a whole range of external and internal factors influencing who they want to be, who they want to become, and that's a credit to those organisations doing that.
Definitely. And look, for me, that's really a snapshot of, you know, the many, many nominations we receive every year. I mean, we've been doing this for 11 years and we've received over 1,100 nominations during that period. There's so many stories out there in Western Sydney that we're trying to tell, but also so many that are still untold. And for me, the strength of this region isn't its booming economy, it isn't its landscapes, but it's its people, Jim. I mean, I'm a Western Sydney boy myself. I know both of you spend a lot of your time here and are proud of the region. And I think the thing that we'd all agree on is the thing that makes us the proudest is the people that we work with, the people that we live with, and the people that we share the communities with. There's, for me personally, Jim, there's nothing quite like it.
And that comes through so much, and I want to applaud you on air for your conviction and commitment, and to, if I can just say, to the boss, Billy, and to everyone else who really get behind that. Your staff are amazing. They've bought into the narrative. They really own it, and it's a real credit to you and the executive and the board in making sure that these goals and values are attempted and most often achieved.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah. Tom, just before the break, I know there's the Zest Hall of Fame, which has half a dozen inductees over the 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share a bit more about the Hall of Fame and what that means to the Western Sydney Community Forum and those who hold that prestigious accolade?
Look, I mean, it's something we're definitely very proud of. I look at the people on that list and I think to myself, these are the giants from the community sector where, you know, have been working for 30, 40 years and have achieved amazing changes, changes which have put our industry in the place it is often. I mean, and look, we, of course, had two inductees this year. Dusanka Majenovic was one of them, and she arrived in Australia about a decade and a half ago and since has just been working tirelessly, making sure that people can access affordable housing and really on the ground, making sure that people have a bed to sleep in and a roof over their head, which is just critical. I think about our other Hall of Fame, Suhair Afioni, who's just doing amazing work, particularly in the Canterbury-Bankstown area, working within the community to make changes. And for me, the Hall of Fame is the highest accolade we can give, obviously. It's the cream of the crop of this sector, and it's something that we're really proud of to recognise and also to reflect on in terms of the contribution that these people have made over the past 40 years to really play a key role in shaping Western Sydney into what it is today.
That's absolutely wonderful. Thanks for sharing that, Tom. We're going to go to a little break. We'll be back and we're going to find out a little bit more about Zest and, you know, some of the wonderful organisations and the great story and where you're wanting to take the community over the next 5 and 10 years. You're on Alive 90.5 with Jim and Darren on Spotlight, and it's a real pleasure to be with you this morning.
Alive 90.5.
It's 13 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
I'm really delighted to have on the line Tom Nance, the Manager of Policy and Programs for Western Sydney Community Forum. And while we're just giving that title, Tom, we've been talking about the Zest Awards and the Hall of Fame, a really rich fabric of people who make a really different and add colour to the world in which we live, particularly in Western Sydney. Tell our listeners about the forum, because that's a really interesting concept and one that is vocal in terms of its commitment to core values.
Yeah, look, love to do that. And so Western Sydney Community Forum, we've been around for a long time now, since 1984, and really our kind of aim is that Western Sydney thrives, it grows, it thrives, and it provides opportunities for all. And we do this in two ways. I guess firstly, which I've you know, spoken to a little bit, is that we're there to support the charities and not-for-profits in Western Sydney to help people and support them to do that more effectively. But the other thing we do as well quite a bit is we try to influence the decisions that are affecting people in Western Sydney by really giving that view from on the ground. For us, it's about making sure that, I guess, the opportunities and the bounties of this region are spread widely and that people all can access that, because we know often that a rising tide doesn't lift all boats, as they say. And for us, we're really keen to see that this region's opportunities are spread not only to people who do quite well, but also people who are on the margins. For us, you know, in particular, some of the things we've been focusing on in terms of decision-making are things like affordable housing and the fact that we know that it's getting harder and harder to afford to rent or to live in Western Sydney. We also know that, and, you know, it's timely we talk about this since we've just entered another lockdown or stay-at-home orders. The digital divide has really emerged in the past year and a half in Western Sydney, that divide between people who can afford to access broadband and can afford devices for all their children and themselves to work from home, and households who are sharing an iPad between five children and trying to learn from home. So for us, we're really conscious of the region. We're really conscious of its people. And we're really, I guess, committed to influencing decision-making so that people from Western Sydney actually see the benefits of the booming economy and of our great region as well.
It truly is amazing. Can I ask you this, and it's probably a bit of a personal question, what keeps you up at night, Tom, in terms of trying to help people in particularly in Western Sydney? I mean, you have such a love for humanity. What are those things that really keep you up and your organisation?
Well, me personally, it's my 4-year-old and my 1.5-year-old that keep me up at night, first and foremost.
Yeah, good, good. I like that.
But since they wake me up, what keeps me awake after they wake me up? Look, there's really, I guess, a couple of things for me. And I'm more of a glass half full person. For me, it's really my hopes and dreams for the region. Like, I do believe that this region's greatest asset is its people. And the question is how to bring that out, how to give people opportunities within Western Sydney. It's things like local employment and how we change the narrative from, you know, jobs going to Western Sydney from the city, suddenly people having to cross over into the Wild West when really it's only 3 stops on a train. We need to change the narrative as well around the people of Western Sydney as well for me, and that's something that keeps me up at night. The fact that often in Western Sydney we're seen as the poorer cousins, we're seen as people who aren't necessarily going to make a contribution, and we need to change that. But also for me, I think what keeps me up at night is also the future landscape for Western Sydney. We're expecting 3.5 million people in Western Sydney by 2035 or thereabouts. So we're talking an additional 1.1, 1.2 million people from where we are today. The big question for me is how we're going to fit those people, but not only how we're going to fit those people, because that's a real question of bricks and mortar, but also how we're going to make sure that there's leisure for them, how we're going to make sure that children have parks to access and that there's social infrastructure so people in high-rise buildings don't feel isolated and stuck there. For me, those are really the key questions about Western Sydney. It's not only what we are now, Jim, but what we want to become as well as a region, and more importantly, how we want to treat each other while we're becoming the region we can be.
Tom, I wouldn't agree more. I always like to summarise that sort of thought as we need to be able to work, live and play where we live. And
Right, indeed.
And I was going to ask you about the water in the glass and how we keep filling up the glass and what the Community Forum's role is in, say, gaining funding, seeking, advocating for that sort of funding for the businesses, for Western Sydney, for the people. What is the Forum's role in that respect?
Look, that's a really good question, Darren. For us, it's really about making sure that Western Sydney is at the forefront of the conversation, and we don't do this alone. We're lucky enough to have strong relationships with, of course, Western Sydney University, Western Sydney Leadership Dialogue, ARIP, the Western Sydney Business Chamber, you name it. You know, so I must admit we don't do this alone. But for me, it's really about being on the front foot, about Western Sydney. And if we talk in a business sense, it's really about being the front foot in terms of business advantages, in terms of relocating to Western Sydney. We know that a huge amount of the workforce that exists within New South Wales comes from Western Sydney. There's clear advantages to locating here. We know that Western Sydney, I've been told, has the third largest economy in Australia. For me, there's clear advantages, not even to speak of the Aerotropolis and the benefits that that will bring. There's clear advantages to locate and to work in Western Sydney, as well as bring your workforce out there. I mean, likewise, when we talk about investment, there's clear benefits in investing in leisure, in arts, in culture out in Western Sydney. And we've seen, you know, the conversation, of course, has been centered on the powerhouse. You know, rightfully so. That's going to be having a big splash within Western Sydney. But for me as well, there's plenty of opportunity to talk about how we create communities in Western Sydney, how we invest in leisure, how we make communities not only livable but fun. Places we can go to have fun, not just places we go to sleep and then have to leave when we're looking at cultural pursuits. So for me, I guess when we talk investment, we don't just talk about business investment. We talk about cultural investment. And obviously, as the peak for services in Western Sydney, we talk about community sector investment and investment in not-for-profits and charities to make sure that some of the most vulnerable people in Western Sydney aren't left behind while we, you know, move towards these population targets and these aspirations as well.
Tom, on behalf of Spotlight 90.5, we just commend you and salute you and your organisation for the great work that you have done, do and continue to do for the people of Western Sydney. We would love to have you back talking more about how the core values of respect, love and caring about all our brothers and sisters and neighbours can be fulfilled. And having people like you and your team is just warms our hearts. And we, on behalf of them, we say thank you. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Darren.
Have a great morning.
Alive 90.5.